Today, in the midst of strife and noise, we still are guided by the God whom we have all come this morning to worship and to praise, to be in pursuit of a new way of living. That means a new way of living in our community and in our wider environment. This new way of living, or the kingdom way of living, calls for us to be in tune both physically and spiritually with the current realities. In our gospel passage for today, Jesus speaks to his listeners about their skill in predicting the weather from the indications of nature. Now, I am sure that some of you here, or some of the locals on this island, without listening to the radio or reading the paper yesterday, you knew that it was going to rain yesterday afternoon. There was a little drizzle. I had no idea. You see, I'm off the grid. And because of my handicap in speaking French, I'm just living it. And I don't have to be on the grid. And so I was most surprised when I looked out and I saw the rain. But I am sure some of you, when you looked out and you saw the clouds, you said, "It is going to rain." So his listeners were very versed. They were skilled in knowing the weather conditions. His listeners may well have been farmers, sailors, market traders, and others of few resources, as well as some richer people. Jesus acknowledges their skill in understanding the weather. In fact, their very survival depends on their knowledge of when to plant, grow, and harvest crops. But Jesus also questions their ability to read the signs of the time. For just as they are able to understand the weather patterns, it is no less important for them to be able to interpret the present time. What are the ills and disagreements of the present time? Are all accounted for and taken care of? These are just some of the concerns Jesus' listeners must be aware of, and they must be concerned about these realities. When Jesus speaks of disagreements within the home setting, we might imagine the listeners nodding or even laughing or sighing. I, for one, thought of my wife's relationship with my mother. Thank God it is a good one. I thought of my relationship with my father. The truth be told, we get along very well when we are apart. But when we are together, there is some friction. So I could imagine the listeners agreeing with Jesus. Yes, it is like that at home. The kinds of disagreements that Jesus described were also present in the national political scene in his day. It was a country, after all, with an occupying power. Different groups of religious leaders who could not agree on anything. Freedom fighters who were thought of as terrorists. Rich people looking out to protect their property, their wealth. And many ordinary people caught in poverty. So therefore, against this backdrop, Jesus expresses the call of the kingdom of God, an echo from the prophets, about learning to read the signs in the family, the community, and the nation, and applying our ability to tell the truth about what's happening, just as one applies one's skills to forecasting the weather. Beloved in Christ, what do you see around you in your family, whether biological or the church, your community and country? What are the signs? Is there corruption, violence? Are people disempowered? Are people hungry? And what about the homeless? Do you hear their voices? The prophets tell us that God hears their cries and is moved to action. The prophet Micah asks, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God?" Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Indeed, these are hard words of Jesus, hard words to say, and yes, they are hard words to hear. You see, when church people think about sin, we often think of sexual wrongdoing, but the gospel has a different emphasis. We judge individuals, but when it comes to the state of our political system, our social services, our justice system, our financial systems, church people often get somewhat tight-lipped about speaking out. Yet our leader, our Savior Jesus Christ, the biggest social and political activist there is, and a non-violent one at that, and at the end of his earthly pilgrimage, and as the song reminds us, "They crucified my Lord, and he never said a mumbling word. They crucified my Lord, and he never said a mumbling word." But yes, we know that God in Christ Jesus bids us all to take up our cross and follow him. In what ways, then, would you say that you are reaching and responding to the challenges of the cross, to the challenges that you meet on the Jesus way? Yes, there are many, but let us not concentrate on the superficial, as Jesus's country folk did. They gave attention to what they found interesting, but ignored the important. They were unable to see the true character of the time because they did not want to. They understood the winds of the earth, but not the winds of God. They focused more on the sky and refused to glimpse at the heavens and what it means. Whatever your role may be, I ask you this: what is your focus on your Christian journey? Can you discern the stormy clouds that are brewing? Are you listening to the still voice of God's Holy Spirit within you? The signs of God's kingdom are all around them in words and deeds of Jesus, yet the disciples and the multitudes refuse to heed them. Without a doubt, the good news for all of us this morning: God, you see, has fashioned us. God has shaped us for the kingdom. We are kingdom people, believe it or not. And God our Savior has prepared the way for us. And so we are encouraged to fight the good fight with all thy might, as the hymn says, "For Christ is thy strength and Christ thy might." God in Christ Jesus will guide us and direct us in our call to ministry. If you doubt me, try it. In my short time as a priest, 16 years, but that's not a lot of time. I kid you not. There are times I do not know what to do. Especially pastoring a church like St. Paul's Church in the village of Flatbush. A church that has been around for 183 years of continuous ministry in that location. When I look at the age group, I am among the youngsters. And the older ones would say to me quite often, "Oh, you could be my child. You could be my grandson." And even though they're saying that lovingly, it carries a lot with it. Some might say, "I can't call you father. You are too young to call father." But it doesn't matter. Just respect each other. And so managing a church like that with so much possibilities for ministry, but also so much deferred issues of deferred maintenance. Sometimes I find myself when Sunday service is over and it's just me alone during the day, during the week, I go into the nave and I sit. And sometimes all I can do is just sit and cry and just ask for that Spirit of God to just come. Because sometimes I have to put what I think church and ministry ought to be and just allow God to use me as a vessel. We are all vessels. And God, believe it or not, God is ready and willing to use each one of us. But we must be in tune and we must allow God to direct us. So I have to remind myself as a priest, I am not God. I am only God's vessel. And believe you me, those times when I allow God to guide me and to mold me and to lead me, voila, ministry is happening. And I'm like, wow, how did this happen? It is when we allow God to come into our lives. And so I want to encourage us, all of you this morning, that we are a kingdom people. And God in Christ Jesus has prepared the way for us. The writer of the letter of the Hebrews this morning speaks of running the race that is set before us. Looking to who? Looking to Christ Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of the faith. When we look to Jesus, what do we see? What do we hear? We see someone who speaks God's word about judgment to corrupt power. Someone who speaks God's word about mercy and compassion and love to those who do not have no power. Take for instance the story, Jesus' words to the adulterous woman who is forced by her community to carry the weight of a sexual sin. Jesus' words to her, "Neither do I condemn you, but go and sin no more." On the other hand, in his dealings with those in authority who burdened the ordinary people or set up barriers between people and communities, He overturns tables. He feeds those who are hungry. He teaches women, restores the outcasts to their rightful places in the community. And yes, he embraces the stranger. And a newer word for stranger would be immigrant. The reality is, there is no room in the kingdom of God for Christians who hide their heads in the sand when there is violence and corruption in their family, church, community, or country. Jesus' words are harsh on this. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? So running the race that is set before us, it is costly and it is hard. But guess what? We can do it. Better yet, we can help each other interpret the signs of the times so that we speak and do God's justice, God's love and mercy and compassion, and do not avoid the real issues. For at the end of it all, our help comes, and our help will come from God, the Good Shepherd of the sheep. Amen.